You're listening to SBS News.
For more than 40 years, activist Opal Lee has worked with the National Juneteenth Observance Foundation and leading local Juneteenth events as part of the effort to see the day recognised as a federal holiday. This year, the now 94-year-old, known as the grandmother of Juneteenth, has gained traction.
I'm one step away from doing a holy dance. As soon as the House passes that bill, you're going to see me dancing in the street. I tell you, I'm so happy I don't know what to do.
The bill was passed overwhelmingly by the U.S. House of Representatives after a unanimous vote in the Senate. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris was met with applause following her announcement.
Throughout history, Juneteenth has been known by many names: Jubilee Day, Freedom Day, Liberation Day, Emancipation Day, and today, a national holiday.
The national holiday will commemorate when enslaved African Americans in Texas were told they were free on the 19th of June, 1865. The liberation of enslaved people in Texas came more than 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, releasing more than 3.5 million people from forced bondage. U.S. President Joe Biden addressed the country's historical injustices and called on Americans to reflect on the nation's past.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power. A day in which we remember the moral stain, the terrible toll that slavery took on the country and continues to take, what I've long called America's original sin. At the same time, I also remember the extraordinary capacity to heal and to hope and to emerge from those painful moments in a bitter, bitter version of ourselves. But to make a better version of ourselves.
European colonists first forcibly brought enslaved Americans by ship to the British colonies that became the United States in the 1600s. Millions of people were legally owned there until the 13th Amendment passed in 1865, abolishing slavery nationwide. The law comes a year after the United States was rocked by protests against racism and policing, following the murder of George Floyd, an African-American man, by a Minneapolis police officer. Ms. Lee says the Black Lives Matter movement had a great impact on her.
Nothing has ever been given to us. We've had to push for everything we get. And I admire those young people. Mm-hmm. It's such a pity that folk had to lose their lives for us to give attention to what should be our birthright.
Matthew Delmont, a professor of history at Dartmouth College who specializes in African American history, says that it's important to commemorate emancipation and to encourage everyday Americans to reckon with the history of slavery. But there is always a danger with these sort of things. They can be performative. Activists across the country calling for action to be coupled with the national holiday. Here's Shane Harris, a civil and human rights activist.
What I hope to see is that following the passing of this law that makes the federal holiday and the signing of the president, that we get on those reparations so that African Americans across this country can say that they got the big payback. This is a kickoff to the payback, and we expect substance to follow the creation of this holiday. And I'm asking 3,006 counties across America to raise the Juneteenth flags at your county buildings in commemoration of the now national holiday.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.